Hi, I'm Giovanna.
And I'm Heather.
And this is I Solemnly Swear, a Potterhead podcast.
I solemnly swear that I am up to no good.
Hi!
Hi!
Wow, okay, we've been gone for a really long time. Really sorry about that. We just had, like, school.
Yeah.
And we went to Harry Potter World.
Yes, we went to Harry Potter World. That was so fun.
It was fun. So we've just been busy and we haven't sat down and recorded an episode. Mm-hmm. So we're really sorry. So yeah, we're really excited. This is going to be the start of season 2.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. We have a new cover.
Yeah, we should have a new podcast. Cover up. Heather edited it. It looks really sick. We went to a place that's like on Long Island.
It was Sands Point Preserve.
And it, like, looks like Hogwarts. And people mm-hmm. kept asking us, like, oh, where did you girls graduate from? And we were like, we're just dressed up as a Harry Potter people.
And they were like, oh. In our clothes and everything.
Spent the whole day there because we, like, didn't want to go anywhere else. We were having a good time.
We were dressed in our uniforms. We got so many compliments on our uniforms.
People, like, came up to Heather and were like, you look like Lavender Brown.
And this has never happened to me before in my entire life. No one in my entire life has ever told me this until I got TikTok and then that happened.
Yeah, I guess, like, I don't know. I guess, like, more because you look like an adult now, I guess. And maybe. The actress who played Lavender Brown, like, was older.
An adult. Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
Yeah, so that was fun. What was your favorite ride that we did while we were there?
My favorite ride in Harry Potter World is the castle, like the...
Yes.
And then, but when we were there, Hagrid's ride.
Yeah.
The last ride mm-hmm. we went on.
We did Hagrid's ride. We waited because they don't have fast passes for that because it's new.
We went on twice though, which was amazing.
Yeah, but we waited like 2 hours
both times.
And the second time we went on, it was like the park was closing.
We literally got on for like 5 minutes before the park closed, like right before they cut off the line.
And so we did that at nighttime and we got like the front row and it was like I was on a power trip.
Yes,
like,
and the lights on the motorcycle goes on and it's dark outside and mm-hmm. it was the best thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then I think I would also have to say that the castle ride was mm-hmm. really good. Like I remember the last time I went for my sweet 16, I got stuck on the ride and it like took all the like magic out of it, I guess you could say. But this time when we went, we got stuck the second time and I got stuck. We did single rider, so we weren't together, and I literally got stuck in the mouth of an animatronic dragon and I was like freaking out. It was really scary.
I was fine, but the girl next to me was like crying and I didn't know what to do.
It was a stressful moment. But the first time that we went on that ride during the day, it was really fun. And it, like, oh my God, it was just so good. Like, you feel like you're there walking through the castle. We got to take pictures inside of the castle.
Which was, like, because we had the fast passes. So we got on the fast pass line and there was nobody on that line. It was empty, basically. We were just walking around the castle by ourselves, practically. So we took pictures in the portrait. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like the grand staircase, I guess, where the portraits are and stuff. So we took pictures.
It was really, really cool. Our pictures came out awesome.
Yeah.
We have to post them on the Instagram.
Yes.
But yeah, it was really fun. And I also really like the Gringotts ride. That's always mm-hmm. been one of my favorites. I always think it's so fun because it's like underground and fast.
Yes, I like the rides with it. Like that one has like a little bit of a twist mm-hmm. where you like don't expect that that drop. And then that's why I like Hagrid's ride too, because it has a little bit of a twist. Like the castle ride doesn't have a twist or anything in it.
Right. So, but it's just like a experience.
It's an experience. You feel like you're actually there.
Yeah. No, and then on the Hagrid's ride, there was like a drop. And Heather didn't, she, like, was like, oh my God, there's something that's going to happen,
like
but I'm
surprise.
Not telling you.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that you didn't, because it was so fun.
Because I was shocked when it happened to me. I, like, didn't know that was coming at all.
And it's, like, not the type of drop you would expect.
Right.
And it happens when you, like.
Least expect.
Yeah. It was just, it was really good.
It was amazing. That ride might be my favorite ride now.
Yeah. I think it's probably my favorite, too.
That might be my number one.
Because it's, like, it has the mixture of, like, being really fun and like
a roller coaster.
Yeah, and but also like, you know, like you almost feel like you're there, like you're riding the motor coach. And
it feels real.
Yeah, it's so really good. Fun, especially at nighttime. Mm-hmm. I think I would recommend it more for nighttime.
Yeah,
just so 100%. Fun.
I like the line for that one too. Like I love the line for the castle ride because you're in the castle.
Yeah.
But I don't know where Hagrid's takes place, but like walking around like that decrepit, like
it almost looked abandoned. Like a boathouse.
Yeah,
almost.
I think it
like
maybe
an outdoorsy. Type of like setting. It was really cool.
Yeah, And, like, the inside had all of Hagrid's, like it had dragon eggs in there. And, like, or I think they were dragon eggs. I don't know. Some type of eggs.
Yeah. And they got eggs.
Yeah. We were walking in this, like, dark. Oh, my God. This is funny. Because we were walking in those dark tunnels. And we were like, it's like Twilight.
Watches
Twilight.
Yeah, it's like in Twilight when they go to, oh, my gosh. Where is that?
The Volturi.
Yeah, we're in Italy. Like, Volturra, isn't it called?
Yeah, Volturi. Oh, Volturra.
Volturra is the place. And they have, like, underground tunnels, and that's what we felt like we were in. So if you love Twilight and you love Harry Potter, go and wait on the Hagrid's motor coach line.
Because it's also a Twilight simulator.
This is a rare fact. You've heard it here first. It's also Twilight simulator.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Imagine a Twilight, like, theme park. That would be the most, like, dramatic, awful thing, but, like, so fun.
I want, like, you know, like, at Marvel Campus, they have all the actors and stuff. I want, like, a Bella. Oh,
that'd be so funny. Oh, that'd be really funny. I would love to do that. I would love to play Bella and just be dramatic. Yeah. Oh, that'd be so funny.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. No, and there's just, like, a shirtless man walking around as Jacob.
And then it's, like, Edward when he, like, tries to kill himself, like, in
they cover him in glitter.
No, in all reality, I think that I would love to play Leah Clearwater. She's one of my favorite characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could see
that. Yeah.
I would be Alice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't look anything like Alice, but I would love to be Alice.
Yeah. Alice is, like, the best.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. Okay. Went a little Twilight there. Okay, but today's topic for our episode is, are wizards really more advanced than muggles?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of the, like, insight that we get into, like, I don't think they are. Like, yeah,
I don't think they are either.
Like, it depends, because obviously they have, like, magic and the ability to do all these, like, crazy things with wands and magic and stuff, but, like, obviously Arthur Weasley is, like, how we see, like, how, like, quote-unquote almost behind the wizarding world is.
Yeah.
So, like, example, like, the most famous one being, like, the rubber duck. Like, he doesn't know what a rubber duck does, that it does literally nothing.
he doesn't know, he knows what electricity is. I don't think any of the other wizards really understand that, but in the chapter, like, I sent you the quotes from that one chapter. This is chapter 4, I think, or 5, Goblet of Fire, when he, like, breaks into the Dursley's house. And he calls it eclectricity. Instead of electricity.
Yeah, so he, like, the fact that they, I guess, do they just not have electricity? Like, they have lights in their house.
I know.
I've never even, like, focused on if it's, like,
candlelight. I know. I think Hogwarts, it's all candlelight. Oh. At least at the castle, I think it's all candlelight. But it's magic, so they just, like, kind of go on their own.
Right. Well, that's cool. Yeah. So, like, here's where it gets, like, interesting, because the fact that they're using magic to keep candles on all the time, that seems more advanced than...
But I think, like, it's also the easy way out. Like, the muggles don't have that easy way out, so they have to, like, figure out something to do. Like, they had to figure out electricity.
Yeah.
Which is, like, more advanced than just, like, waving your wand and being, like, I don't know, incendio.
Yeah.
Fire.
No, you're right. And so, like, I do think that the wizarding world is behind, but also in so many ways, they're just so much cooler than us.
They're just cooler. They're just so much cooler. Like, if I had magic, I wouldn't care
about
electricity.
Yeah, no. Like, I would not. I think that's why everybody thinks that Arthur is so weird, because he's so, like, fascinated by this, and it's kind of, like, why? Like, you don't need it?
Yeah. And, like, it's so funny, because all the wizards think, like, they all think the muggles are the ones that are behind, because they don't have magic, but that's just something that they're not born with. It's not that they're behind, they just can't do it, and they work their way around it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, but, like, it's just funny. Like, I'm sure, like, all those pureblood wizards are, like, they hate muggles, and they think that they're just, like, less... They think wizards are a superior race because they're just more advanced, I guess, than muggles are.
Yeah. Well, Arthur Weasley would beg to differ. And that's why everyone hates him.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, he's not very popular.
But I also saw this post on Quora, out of all places. Like, I've literally never been on that website except to get, like, homework answers.
Yeah.
But it was like, what are some objects that you would love to show Arthur Weasley? And people were just saying, like, barbecues, like, washing machines, a leaf blower. And I thought that the leaf blower was really funny because that's so simple. He would just be like, what the heck?
He'd be like, how's the air coming out?
Right. he would like freak out about it the same way that he freaks out about the electric fireplace that the Dursleys have.
That in that chapter, the one that I just talked about, he literally like tries to get into the through the flue network into their house, but the Dursleys have an electric fireplace, so their regular fireplace is boarded up, and so they have to like bust through the wall in the book. Like, they basically like the whole thing explodes, and he's like, I'll fix it. But he's just like very excited that they have an electric fireplace.
Is that the same chapter that like Fred and George come with them and then they give like Dudley the like,
toffee and his, I think his tongue or something goes like, it's really long. I think that's what happens.
I loved reading that in the book. I thought it was so funny. I wish they included that scene in the movie, like even if it was like a bonus feature on like a like one of the CDs or something.
And Arthur DVDs. Literally stands up to the Dursleys, like when Harry's leaving, he's like, all right, bye, and the Dursleys just like don't say anything to him, and Arthur's like, you're not gonna say goodbye to, like, you're not gonna see him for like 9 months and you're not gonna say goodbye to him. And Harry's like, it's fine, let's just go. And Mr. Weasley's like, no, they're gonna say goodbye to you. And the Weasleys are scared of him, he's a wizard, so they're like, okay, bye, like, go.
Oh, Arthur. Love him.
I wish that was included, because I think that would have been a good scene in the movie. I don't even think they filmed it.
I think that like a lot of the scenes that I wish that they did all pertain to, like, interactions with the Dursleys. Yes. Like, Petunia telling Harry that, like, she lost a sister that day, too.
That one is a deleted scene.
Which at least you can still see it. And the same thing with, like, Dudley telling Harry that, like, he's not a waste of space.
Yes, I love that scene.
But, like, I think that out of every scene that they left out of the movie, is the one that I would want them to include the most was St. Mungo's with Neville.
Yes.
Maybe my favorite chapter out of any book. Yes. Like, I loved that chapter.
That should have been included, because Neville's parents were just, like, mentioned once in the entire series.
I feel like nobody really, like, gets, like, the weight of what happened to them.
Before I read the books, I had, like, literally no idea who Neville's parents were. I was like, they died, I don't know. They're not even dead. Like, I thought they died.
No, I think I did, too. But that's also, like, another interesting point, like, with, like, St. Mungo's and, like, the medical aspect of things, I guess you could say. Like, if, like, wizards are more advanced. Because they can, like, fix broken bones with a spell. Like,
this is random. I was rereading Golden Boy. I got, like, through the first few chapters, and there's one part where Fred gets, like, hurt or something playing Quidditch, and they, like, I don't know, they don't know, like, a spell or potion or something to use on him, so they give him, like, ibuprofen.
Oh, really?
And they're, like, he's, like, why isn't it working? It's not, like, I don't feel better right after he took it. And they're, like, it's gonna take, like, an hour to work. And he's, like, an hour? Instead of, like, instantly. Yeah,
exactly. So, like, in that sense, like, wizards are definitely more advanced than muggles. And I feel like when we first brought up this topic and said that we were gonna record it, I, like, only really thought of, like, technology-type things until just now. When I'm realizing there's much more to technology that makes a society advanced. Obviously, like, I knew that. I just didn't think of it. But, like, yeah, with the medicine, like, they could just do, like, a lot of of cool things.
But I also wonder, like, I wonder if those wizarding, like, doctors, like, if Madame Pomfrey knows, like, actually, she definitely knows what she's doing. She can, like, identify all these things and knows, like, the remedy for them. But I wonder if she knows anything about biology. You know, because, like, that's why muggles learn that. Right, muggles learn that to figure out, like, medicine. You know what I mean? But, like, wizards just use, they're like, oh, this is what, like, the problem is. I'm going to use this spell. So I wonder if they know why, like, the problem there, or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's so like, then it's like,
did they go to medical school?
That's a good question. I would love to know Madame Pomfrey's credentials. I would love to know. I mean, Dumbledore is probably like, you're nice, and like hired her.
She's like, not, she's nice, but like, she's kind of like, get
Also, she's something that's like, what does Harry drink when, like, Dobby comes to visit him in the Chamber of Secrets?
Skellagrel?
Yeah. Skellagrel, like, are you kidding me? Like, that is really cool.
Yeah. But he was in so much pain.
Yeah. Like, if they had an ibuprofen.
They had some ibuprofen. Harry was probably thinking that. He was like, I could use some Tylenol.
That's so funny. Yeah, so I feel like, you know, like, all those, like, remedies that they have are more advanced, but then it's like, do they know what's happening? Do they really know what's happening on, like, an internal chemical level? Probably not. So then muggles are more advanced because they know what's happening, but wizards, like, are more advanced also because they can, like, cure it really well. So
They also, I like Hermione's parents are dentists, and like I know when she tells the Slug Club that they're all, most of them are like,
they're like, what is that?
Right, they're like, what is a dentist?
I'm like, honey.
I don't know if that's like, that's definitely a wizard thing, but I also, I know in England, like, they don't care as much about like their appearance.
I don't know if that's like a like joke or if that's actually a thing, because people are always like, British people have disgusting teeth.
Right.
Like, I don't know if this is true.
They don't care about like braces or straight teeth or anything. Yeah. Like, they don't do that. Americans do that. Because we're so obsessed with vanity. But like I think it's definitely a wizard thing. Like they British people know what a dentist is.
Yeah.
But
so then like do they brush their like
I know
teeth?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Like, do they have, I know Hermione.
They have to. They have to brush
their teeth. But I know Hermione fixes her teeth. She used to have buck teeth.
Uh-huh.
And at one point Malfoy like jinxes her so that her teeth like grow and like to make fun of her buck teeth or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're like huge. And she goes to Madame Pomfrey and has her shrink them. And she's like, oh, let me know when it's back to normal. And she, like, goes a little bit smaller so that they're, like, normal size.
So maybe they have, like, that's, like, their version of a dentist. Maybe. But, like, maybe they don't, like, go to a dentist, like, frequently.
Right.
But, like,
they
still have people who do.
For it.
Right. They still have people who, like, know stuff about teeth.
Like, I wonder if you just go to St. Mungo's. I don't know. Because that's not, like, a medical
condition.
Yeah.
Do they have doctors?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
This is so confusing. I don't know, because there's just a bunch of healing spells.
Yeah, and, like, you could do it. Like,
right.
You and I could
Just, like, it, like, I mean? Learn it at home.
Yeah.
Like, Hermione does it all the time. Mm. Like, Luna does it, too. She fixes
her broken nose.
Like,
interesting.
So confused to know.
And, okay, what about eyeglasses? Like, obviously, Harry has, like, famously has eyeglasses.
I always wonder this.
But, like, does any... Who else in the series that is from the Wizarding World has eyeglasses?
Dumbledore has, like...
Yeah, he does. He has, like,
McGonagall.
His own, like,
all the old people.
Yeah. I guess, like, Moody has, like, an eye.
An eye. An eye.
So...
I don't... Yeah.
Like, I feel like in, like... The
James.
Human world. Oh, yeah, James.
Well, James was a pureblood wizard. He was one of the people that, like, didn't know anything about muggles, but he had glasses.
Well, but the old wizards have glasses, so, like...
So they have to know about optometry.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that, like, in our world, in the human world, the muggle world, if you want to call it that, like, we have, like, different, like... sectors of medicine that we can go into, right? Like dentistry, optometry,
right.
All that stuff. Maybe in the wizarding world, it's just kind of like a doctor.
Yeah.
Or like a book you like refer back to when your tooth hurts.
Maybe.
And like, I guess it's just like that.
I guess. But like, where do they go to get glasses? Do they go to a glasses store and like get their eyes examined?
Oh.
And, you know what I mean? Like, I can't see James Potter go into a muggle eyeglass store and get glasses.
I mean, they must have somebody then.
Right.
These are plot holes.
These
no,
are
they're
plot
actually not. They're really not plot holes.
Need...
It's just, like, we're thinking too far
honestly,
into it.
I never want to talk to J.K. Rowling ever, but I need to call her up and ask her what's going on here. But she'll probably come up with some really weird answer. She'll be like, there's one optometrist in the Wizarding World, and his name is, like, something to do with eyes.
Yeah. His name is Eyelister. It's his brother. What is Moody's backstory?
Moody? I don't know if they... I know he was in the Order of the Phoenix the first time, for sure.
He's a Hufflepuff, right?
Yeah, I think he's
That always, like, I'm always like, oh, that's so cool!
I know, I think he's a Hufflepuff, I'm pretty sure. I've read, like, headcanons that... Because I think he was at Hogwarts the same time as the Marauders when they were young. I think I think he's older than them. He has to be older than them. So I've read, like, headcanons that he was, like, kind of friendly with the Marauders and stuff. And, like, I don't know how he lost his eye. They definitely talked about that. I feel like they have to have mentioned how he lost his eye.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was, being a, oh my god, do you call it? Yeah, an aura.
An aura. Like, what happened?
Yeah. So, it was really interesting to look online and see the things that people were saying, like, they thought would have been fun to, like, show Arthur.
There's also the part when Harry's at home. I think it's this Goblet of Fire. when Ron calls him on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's so and he's funny.
Like screaming in the phone because he doesn't get how it works. He's like, I don't understand how this he calls it a, like, I don't even know what he calls it, not a telephone, but he says it wrong. Like Arthur says, yeah, electricity. Yeah. He calls it some weird thing, and it, I think that's really funny. Like, they don't even know how to use a telephone.
Yeah. that I love it. Another scene that would have been great to include,
honestly. Yeah. And the Dursleys are like,
who is that?
They can't call him.
On wizardingworld.com, which was previously Pottermore, they have a page titled Muggle Gadgets Arthur Weasley Would Just Love. And one of them is electric drills, which I would love to see.
Would like, freak out.
That's Vernon Dursley's job is to work with electric drills.
He's a drill company.
Like, imagine them having a conversation about that. Like, if he found out about that, he would be Oh my god, freaking
Arthur
out.
Arthur would be, like, screaming, and Dursley would be like, oh my god. This is just a drill.
Yeah, and that's, like, it's funny because, obviously, when J.K. Rowling wrote that, it's meant to seem like such a boring job. It's, like, in the first chapter of the first book, yeah. And it's talking about how the Dursleys are just, like, the most normal people you could ever meet.
Right.
And so, like, obviously, that's something that we don't find exciting, like, at all. But because they don't have electric drills, like...
Do they even build things, like, by hand in the Wizarding World?
I guess not.
When they're putting the tent up for Bill and Fleur's wedding, they just use their wands.
Also, in the scene when Arthur and Fred and George come to the Dursleys' house... They talk, I think Arthur says something about, like, collecting batteries and, like...
And plugs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's in that chapter, actually.
I think it is. I think I, like, just read that. Yeah. I was looking through that chapter.
And, like, that is, like, one of the most, like, we don't think about that and how, like... I guess if you, like, sit there and you think about it, it's like, wow, like, that's pretty cool. But, mm-hmm. like, nothing that, like, is, like, super outlandish to us.
Yes.
But to him... Mm-hmm. Oh my god, he's collecting them.
Yeah.
He is collecting them.
Anytime I see, like, a point of view on TikTok that's, like, a Fred Weasley point of view or, like, something, like, you're with the Weasley family during, like, Christmas or something and you bring Arthur, like, gifts and they're literally just, like, random muggle trinkets, like, music boxes and stuff like that. And he's just, like, so excited. It's, like, so easy to please him. Like, he doesn't want any fancy wizard gift or anything. He literally just wants, like, random muggle trinkets.
Yeah. Oh, I love him. I love him. We did, this, like, open psychometrics test to see... which Harry Potter characters we're most like, and I got Arthur, and then I got Molly, and so, I don't know, like, I'm a Weasley.
I got Luna.
Yeah, that's all cool. I got Arthur. I mean, like, he's a pretty cool dude, he's nice.
Uncle Arthur.
Uncle Arthur.
Oh my god. Awesome.
But yeah, so I think that my final stance on if wizards are more advanced than muggles is... not a solid answer. I don't think that it goes one way or the other.
I think both sides think they're more advanced.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm sure the Dursleys, like, the people, the muggles that know magic exists, like, the Dursleys heard Ron screaming on that phone, and they're like, these people are idiots. Like, or something like that. And then the wizards totally think that the muggles are, like,
right, especially, stupid. Like, the pureblood wizards.
Right.
Like, and they're people like Arthur would probably be like,
oh, right. God. And they're always like, how do muggles, like, do anything without magic? Like, they can't be functioning. There's no way.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost like how, like, I can't, this is going to make me, I feel like, sound stupid, but, like, I can't imagine living without, like, a phone and especially GPS. Like, I can't imagine, holding a map there.
Yeah.
That's probably what, like, wizards are like. I can't imagine doing anything without magic. It's like, I can't imagine driving around with a GPS. You so, literally, like, I get it.
You literally, like, can't go anywhere you haven't been before without, like, a navigator in the
past. Yeah.
Like, that's what my parents used to do when we go on vacation. My dad had, like, the huge map that my mom was driving.
Yeah, that's what I remember my parents, like, tracking out, like, where we were going to go. But, like, I can't imagine ever doing that myself. No.
No. They would spend hours, like, planning the route on the map. If something, if they miss a turn, it's a whole big deal. We had to pull over and find a street sign.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I get it. I get where both sides are coming from.
Yeah.
With, like, that analogy, but I don't think that one is more advanced than the other. I think that they both have their ways of being advanced. And even if you look at something, like, we were talking about medicine, like, they both... are advanced in medicine, just in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if, like, muggles and wizards, like, commingled, I guess is the word I'm looking for. If they, like, knew of, like, if the Muggles knew of the wizards' existence and they coexisted together, I think a lot of the wizards would think like Arthur thinks if they learned more about Muggles. Like, mm-hmm. they would think, like, wait a minute, like, they figured out a way around this and I would have never thought of that. Like, yeah. they're more advanced than me.
Yeah, like, robots, that was another thing that, like, they would freak
wizards
out.
Wizards would robots. Be so confused.
Like, they would, like, think it's magic. Like, how can you do that without magic?
Right, exactly. Like, they would be so... I feel bad for wizards now that I think about it. Like, what if you're, like, a pureblood wizard and you, like, didn't go to Muggle school at all and you went to Hogwarts and everything and you, like, learned everything in Hogwarts, but, like, you took Muggle studies and you, like, fell in love with Muggles. You're, like, mm-hmm. Arthur, you're, like, in love with Muggles and you wish you could go to, like, medical school or something, mm-hmm. but you can't, like... You don't know anything about the Muggle world. You don't even... I don't think they, like, know math or anything. Yeah, like,
you can't even, like, assimilate into culture.
Right. You, like, you can't even apply to college.
Yeah, that's, like, when, they go to the Ministry of Magic and the Order of the Phoenix for Harry's hearing, and mm-hmm. Arthur's bringing him, and he doesn't know how to, like, walk through the subway.
Right.
Like, that...
They,
like, you wouldn't be able to survive in the Muggle world.
They... No. Like, they could never. And, like, he doesn't even... They don't understand the currency. Like, it's mm-hmm. like if we went to Hogwarts and had to learn the currency, like... I don't know.
I just know, like, what a galleon is. I don't even know how much a galleon is.
No, I have no idea. It's, like, very obscure. It's, like, 48 sickles to a nut or something. Like, random numbers. It makes no sense. Imagine, like, it's something's, like, a nut, and you only have sickles, and you're, like, one.
So it gets, like pennies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Oh, my God. So what's your final stance on it? Do you think it's, like, in between, or do you think one side is more advanced than the other?
I think it's... In between, I think, like, intellectually, Muggles are more advanced because they had to think up ways of getting around.
Okay, all these yeah, problems. I get that.
But I think they both, like, are incredible. Like, they're magic is obviously, like, insane. And I think it does take, like, a lot of intellect. Like, I mean, come up with spells. Like, right. People who come, like, up with the spells.
We hate him, but Snape coming up with a bunch of the spells and, like, the Half-Blood Prince mm-hmm. notebook. Crazy.
That's crazy. So, like, I think that, I guess, would be the equivalent of figuring out how electricity works kind of thing, you know? So, like, those people, I guess, are, like, everyone else is just piggybacking on them.
Yeah. No, it's like, they're both, like, advanced in their own own little ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. if I had to choose, I would just love to go hang out with the wizards for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah, no. If, like, I were, like, a Muggle and I found out the Wizarding World existed, I'd be like, I could living in the castle. Just care.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, I would just, like, I would leave. I would leave everything behind. I'd be like, I don't need electricity, actually. A GPS? Like, back. Okay, no,
take
never
my
mind.
Phone. Take my phone away.
I will give you money if you take it.
Oh, my God. No, yeah, 100%. I would give up, like, all the Muggle stuff to just, like, live in the Wizarding World. I feel like a lot of... Actually, I don't know, because then there are the Muggles, like, the Dursleys that would never.
Right.
You know? So, like, they make Muggles out in the book to be, like, we hate magic.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, in real life, I would love that. Yeah. I would be like, well, mm-hmm. sign me up.
Yeah. I'm, like, trying to do magic.
Honestly.
I'm like, universe. Make my object spells. Float. I'm, like, sitting there. I'm, like, staring at it. Float.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I just want to be the main character.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So let us know on the Instagram what you think, if Muggles are more advanced than wizards, mm-hmm. Or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And stay tuned for new episodes. Welcome to season 2.
Yay.
This will be fun.
Bye.
Bye.